This is the voice of the Mystic Ones. And welcome to 2012, the year the world ends, according to cretins who can't read Mayan properly. And now, your stars for the week.
Aries!
Over Christmas, while searching for a particularly nice pair of velvet slacks you'd not worn in ages, at the back of the wardrobe, you discovered a magical snowbound land filled with enchanted creatures. But you ignored that and continued to hunt for the errant trousers. Very, very wise. As that was, Narnia business.
Taurus!
People often complain that your mode of speech is overly strange and far too archaic. But those gore-bellied, idle-headed moldwarps can shut their bloody pie holes.
Gemini!
You're a forthright kind of guy and often parade around your opinion that a woman's place is in the home. And your place is in the wrong.
Cancer!
Winter colds, eh? You're so sick of your nose being blocked, you might go on strike. Or at least, picket.
Leo!
You're very worried that, apparently, ducks are now using, and indeed abusing, the internet. Well, you did read that last year, illegal downloads were at an all-time high.
Virgo!
We're very sorry to break it to you, but it's just not Christmas anymore. Which means cake and Belgian chocolate biscuits are no longer appropriate breakfast materials.
Libra!
You're honouring your New Year's resolutions by taking a healthy daily stroll. And you particularly enjoy dropping by a local cafe during these constitutionals, as one of the waitresses there has a magnificent ass. Though you do wonder how health and safety allow her to bring a donkey into work every day.
Scorpio!
Bad news for you this week. Due to idiotic government-enforced cutbacks, the origami class you were very much enjoying has now folded.
Sagittarius!
Although you have a bad case of the January blues, just remember that you are very dear to many folk and have touched people's hearts on all sides of you. That's right, you're bambidextrous.
Capricorn!
This year, you were rather baffled to get a birthday card from a mystery admirer in the shape of a boomerang. And all it said inside was, many happy returns.
Aquarius!
So then, Clegg has vowed to get tough on excessive levels of executive pay. Well, in your opinion, considering his previous track record with vows, you can't help feeling that Foggy and Compo might make more headway.
And finally, Pisces.
Can't you see me standing here? I got my back against the wrecking machine. I ain't the worst that you've seen. Can't you see what I mean?
Drum.
Go ahead and drum.